Well, Jason, here we are talking about the world of business and something that caught my attention. It's a word for some reason I haven't heard in a while, the word cantina.
Yeah, and the rest of that name harkens back to Las Cruces history, too. I'll
tell
you about that as well. Beverly Hills Hall and Cantina. Interesting story on this place. Victor Perez and his brother Chris, they took the space up there at 150 North Hermosa. It used to be Las Cruces Transit Mix. Their dad and their grandfather were the founders of Las Cruces Transit Mix that built, you know, so much of Las Cruces. A lot of NMSU, I think Aggie Stadium, just all throughout the years, they've been really involved in the development of Las Cruces. And when that went out of business a while back, the family wanted to find something to do to keep a family business going in that space. So they opened up Beverly Hills Hall and Cantina. And it's kind of funny. I was talking to Victor, and he's about our age, you know, mid to late 40s. And he was saying, we wanted to open a bar, a neighborhood bar with like a Cheers feel to it.
Yeah.
And
it's got
have
a casual
it, sort
feel
of,
for it
sort of geared toward people our age, middle-aged guys, middle-aged families, middle-aged women, where you don't have to go and like elbow your way up to the bar and deal with the younger crowd that might be a little bit more excitable and active than we might want to be on an afternoon after work.
We want casual drinking.
We want calm. And so he's got that atmosphere going. It's also got a lot of games in there. Foosball, washer toss, cornhole. And he's got one that I found really interesting, one I haven't heard of before. They're calling it end-zone bowling.
End-zone bowling.
End-zone bowling. And apparently it's an idea that he picked up in Detroit. And there they were calling it, let me see if I can get this right, foaling. Like bowling, but with an F for football. And what you do is you set pins up at either 10 pins at either end of an alley, and you throw a football to try to knock them down. And you get three frames. Two teams play against each other, and you win a frame by being the first team to knock all the pins down. So it kind of brings football and bowling together, kind of unique, so something
to
have fun with.
You know, just thinking about it makes my shoulder hurt.
Absolutely. Oh, and back to the name, Beverly Hills. I didn't know this until I was talking to Victor. That neighborhood back there used to be called Beverly Hills.
Oh, no kidding.
Because when it was built, it was on some of the highest developed hills in Las Cruces, and the homes were nice, so it kind of got that name. It went along with, like, you know, the area around Apodaca Park was called Blueberry Hill when it was built.
Okay.
And then we had Chiva Town because there were a lot of goats in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
Kind of harkens back to the 50s, 60s when that construction was going on. So it's a nice bit of that neighborhood history that they're saving. And, of course, keeping the family legacy alive. In addition to the cantina, it is a rental hall for weddings, quinceañeras, anniversaries. They'll do, you know, funeral parties, things like that. Pretty reasonable rental there. And they can get up, if you get into the outside patio space as well, they can get up to a little over 2,000 people in there.
Oh, really? Over 2,000?
Yeah, so you can do, with the outdoor space.
Okay.
So you can do a really big party there, but they can do as little as 50, and they do even down to, like, you know, gatherings of 100 or less for, you know, corporate lunches, things like that. They've got a couple of food trucks that they work with for catering. Friday nights, they do DJs. Lots of, again, appealing to our generation. They've got some old Tejano music, old school country, and some old school R&B.
Okay.
So little place to kick back after work and enjoy a cold one.
Yeah, definitely got some history out of this one. Beverly Hills Hall and Cantina. Let's talk about workshops for ag producers. Time to start thinking beyond spring planting.
Exactly. You know,
it is right around the corner.
Right around the corner, but you got to be thinking long term. Got a couple of really good workshops coming up. The first one, La Semilla is hosting. It's a food and farm business workshop. It's going to be a 7-session workshop. It's focusing on local food and local farm business development. They're going to cover the business planning process and just trying to help the local food and farm entrepreneurs take their locally grown produce and either go with some value-added agriculture, market it, and really get the most profit out of it that they can. The sessions are going to be held 9 a.m. to noon on Mondays, and they start January 22nd, go through March 5th. The participants can stay till 1 for a lunch, but that's not covered in the cost, which is $40. They're going to be held at the Small Business Development Center up on Nevada. And you can register and get some more information at www.wesst.org and click on the training button. And then there's another one coming up for New Mexico Specialty Crop Funding. anybody that grows specialty crops, they might be eligible for some federal funding through the Specialty Crops Block Grant Program. It's administered through the New Mexico Department of Agriculture, and they're going to have a workshop discussing this coming up 3 to 4 p.m. Friday, January 26th at the NMDA office, and you can get more information from the NMDA.
Okay, Jason. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you next week.
My pleasure as always.